Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis. With Jay Tarsis, James Fleet, Tony Maudsley, Julia Hills, and Andy Hamilton.
Oh, I'm alive. I made it. Oh, God. Yes, I survived. I made it. I've come through living hell. Oh, yes. Yes. Did I mention I'm alive? Can anyone else hear me? Am I the only one who survived?
Father, is that you?
Oh, Joshua, you made it too.
And I'm over here.
Oh, Captain Brimshaw, it's a miracle.
Wet and bedraggled, but none the worse for wear.
Oh. Help me! I can't swim! Glop! Glop!
Are you sure you're drowning, McGurk? Only glub doesn't sound very convincing.
Yeah, that's right. Spring to the aid of a one-legged, one-armed man in mortal peril, won't you?
You can't drown, McGurk. You're primarily made of wood.
That water feels suspiciously warm to me. I hope it was just effluence and not part of some worrying global trend.
Excuse me. I think we're missing Mary.
Oh, no.
Yoo-hoo! I was wondering how long it'd take you boys to notice. I'm over here by the campfire. Been here for an hour, drying off, grilling fish. Don't look at my hair.
Oh, my beloved. You're safe. I was beside myself, fearing for my own life, then realizing how empty my life would be without you. So many thoughts went racing through my mind whilst I bobbed helplessly in the flotsam and jetsam adrift in the briny deep. But all those thoughts kept coming back to you, my sweet Mary, and how, if I could but stop this infernal war, we could at last be free and together.
Shut up and eat your fish.
And by the way, Mary, your hair doesn't look ridiculous. It always looks lovely, and it looks lovely now.
Oh, be quiet, you.
Why is he lying to Mary, Father?
It's all right, son. It's the kind of lying women like.
Why, your hair would look lovely even if it was all straggly and tangled with a family of crows nesting in it.
Oh, dear. Just had to go that extra yard, didn't I?
So you're saying you don't care what my hair looks like?
Not at all. No,
You just said you wouldn't mind if it had crows in it.
No,
I need to find a hairdresser. I can't look like this when I meet the king. Even if he is a worthless tyrant at the head of a morally bankrupt system.
I wouldn't be so quick to ladle out the fish, miss. Have you seen where it came from? That over there is the Thames, or, as we natives like to call it, the toilet.
However did we wind up on the banks of the Thames?
Dunno. Oceanic caprices, nosed into the channel by an antic current. Not ours to reason why.
Where is this place, anyway?
We're washed up in London, Joshua.
Yeah, and we're not the first.
And there, looming against the night sky, you can just see the outline of the famous Tower of London.
The Tower of London. Boy, they spent a lot of time coming up with that name, didn't they?
Well, can we visit the tower? Can we? Can we?
Not tonight. Tonight we should dry off, eat some fish, vomit, get some rest, and give thanks to the Lord that we were salvaged from the jaws of Neptune.
I don't believe in God. He's an invention of the church and the ruling classes to subjugate and enslave the poor.
Yeah, but if there is a God, Mary, what you just said might have annoyed him.
Well, if he's such an all-powerful God, then he should be big enough not to be bothered by a few remarks from me.
Yeah, well, now you've definitely annoyed him. We'd better pray quick, Brimshaw.
Dear Lord, we give thanks for your guiding us through our perilous journey across the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you for blessing us with a sturdy ship, although the captain was a little dodgy. But we're not blaming you, Lord. We should have spotted he was a drunkard when he tried to have carnal relations with his own shadow. But thanks to your protection, Lord, we survived. And you watched over us when we were abducted by those pirates, led by Captain Jack Bloodbath, which was a good name for him, as it turned out, because he did kill quite a lot of people. Not that that was your fault, Lord. There is such a thing as free will, and personally, I blame the parents. And thank you, Lord, for watching over us when the pirates cast us adrift in the open boat, though, in your mercy, you did see fit to take Captain Svensson, which we all thought was probably quite providential, given that he was growing weaker, and McGurk was planning to eat him. And finally, Lord, you delivered us here, safe at last, for which we give you much thanks. Amen.
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 Cheers. Now then, I sense a little dip in our spirits, and you know what we soldiers do whenever we want to raise our morale?
You burn a village.
Apart from that.
You do some looting.
Apart from that.
You play hopscotch.
Apart from that, no, we sing songs around the campfire.
We've heard all your soldiers' songs, McGurk, and they're disgusting. Especially the one about the young virgin from Wick.
No, but this one's a lovely old English folk song, a wistful pastoral ditty about loss. Oh, where are all my violets?
Why are you singing in that ludicrously rustic accent?
I told you, it's a folk song.
And the finger in the ear?
Also compulsory, yeah. Plus, I'm trying to fish out this weevil that's got in it. Right. Here it goes. Oh, where are all my violets and where are all my roses and where are all my daisies fair that did adorn my posies?
Excellent.
And where are all my daffodils with nodding heads so golden and where are my fine marigolds so lovely to behold?
Nice round of applause.
And where are my petunias, forget-me-nots and sweet Pete, and where are my chrysanthemums whose luscious blooms they greet me? And where are my fine snowdrops fair that flower though frost do harden? And where are my, oh wait a sec, now this is not my garden.
Now can we go to the tower, now that our morale's been lifted?
We're not here to sightsee, Joshua. We specifically set sail across the Atlantic Ocean in order to persuade King George to stop the war.
Father, make Captain Brimshaw take us to the tower. I want to see it. I do.
Sometimes, Joshua, they put little princes who behave badly in the tower and then behead them.
Ooh, I want to see that too.
Now, first things first, we need to dry off any money we've got.
Money? We don't have money. We barely have clothing.
Yeah, hold on there. I'll just unscrew the old wooden leg. Ooh, ow. Don't do this happily, mind, but it's for the greater good. There you go.
Wait a sec. Those coins look very familiar. They're my coins.
Oh, don't be silly, Sam. Can you prove that?
Well, I can, actually, because I etched my name on them. See? Gotta look. It's kind of small there. See? Property of Samuel Oliphant, 1462 Front Street.
Yeah, turn it over.
Given to my good friend, Sergeant Roy McGurk, prior to sea voyage in August 1775.
Yeah, yeah. And read the little quote. Huh?
Spend it well, Roy.
Yeah, and now I'm temporarily releasing it back to you because I'm a team player, see?
Tomorrow we'll take all this to the money changer, but for now, let's eat. Then we rise bright and early in the morning to save the world
and see some princes beheaded.
Joshua, will you just control yourself? And screw your leg back on, McGurk. People are trying to eat.
So this is London, England.
Wow. Look at that. That's impressive. That must have taken a whole lot of know-how to get that up there.
What?
Well, that big gray tarpaulin. Look, it's huge.
That's the sky.
That's a sky? Oh, my God. How do you people live with that?
Come along. We'd best find some lodgings. It'll be night soon.
How will we tell?
Let's find the hairdressers first. Come along, Walter.
Coming.
I'm off to visit the tower, Father.
These clothes we're wearing, McGurk.
Yeah? What about them?
Well, I thought we asked the tailor for something bespoke.
Well, they are bespoke. It's just they're bespoke for someone else. You know what I mean? We couldn't walk around in our clothes. I mean, me and the captain are technically deserters. We need to blend in with the locals, you know.
Oh, I understand that, but this is a pretty rough working-class mixed-ethnic kind of neighborhood, and we're dressed as fops.
Well, it's a little frillier than I would normally wear, but...
You mean, what, like those pink lace cuffs?
Yeah, I'm not sure about those. Although I like your periwinkle velvet pantaloons.
Well, the idea was not to draw attention to ourselves.
Yeah, it was all he had in the shop, wasn't it? Stop moaning. It'll do for now. Besides, we'll blend in here. This is Covent Garden. You can't string a cat without hitting a dandy. Watch.
Oh, my lord.
I'd forgotten how much fun that was, actually.
What's that place?
Oh, that, I believe, is the Drury Lane Theatre.
Oh, we're in Drury Lane, then?
Yeah, there's the Muffin Man. You want to stay clear of him, because he's almost solely responsible for alarming obesity problems locally, although those chestnut and turnip ones are fat-free, apparently.
Do we have time for the theatre?
No. Besides, who wants to see Mrs. Siddons as Lady Anne in Robert Adams' version of Richard III? Can you imagine anything more tedious?
She's a little young for the part, isn't she?
I know, it's ridiculous. That's the kind of stunt casting that can kill a career, I tell you. But I hear there's a groundbreaking production of The Rivals at the Mermaid.
How many times do I need to see The Rivals?
I know, you got a point. Still, it's Collie Kibber in the lead.
Oh, well, your Collie's good, but it's such heavy-handed satire.
Yeah, yeah. Samuel Foote's doing his mimicry over at the Haymarket.
Yeah, I'm not a big mimicry guy. Anything happening in puppets?
That's way out in the fringes, and it's only Punch and Judy. Although I do like the timeless comedy of policemen being beaten senseless with sticks, you know. Anyway, we need to find a room somewhere.
Far away from the cold night air?
That'd be good.
And what if it had one enormous chair in it?
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
There. It's spiky and I've frosted the tips. I think it looks marvellous.
I like it, but I'm not sure it's me.
Oh, it's most definitely you. Don't you think it's her, Prince Charming?
Are you talking to me?
You're the only toff in the room, girlfriend.
I do like it, Mr.
Kenneth.
Mr. Kenneth? I just don't understand the red colours on the ends.
Aubergine on the tips. Aubergine is the new chartreuse. Where are you from, Missy?
Oh, well, the colonies.
Why am I surprised? If you'll excuse me a tick, I've just got to go and stick a beauty spot on Mrs. Widdicombe. Of course, ideally it should be 5 foot wide, but...
Walter... Exactly how are you going to get to see the king?
Easy. We just send a message to my father, Lord Brimshaw, explaining that we need him to gain us access to the court of King George so that we can persuade His Majesty to make concessions to the colonists and end the war.
So all we have to do is meet the king and persuade him to reverse British foreign policy?
That's all, yes.
You don't think that's a fraction optimistic?
Not at all. At the moment, he's surrounded by a corrupt clique of neoconservative extremists. But only an insane, drink-damaged buffoon would let a situation like that persist.
But your father won't agree to help us, surely. You and he are estranged over your all-consuming love for me, an American firebrand of low birth.
Well, yes, he was a little bit upset, but I think all that stuff about hanging himself was a bluff. It'll be fine, don't worry. You there, street urchin, step inside.
You talking to me, Governor?
Indeed I am, my little fellow, indeed I am.
Just because I'm a street urchin, there's no need to patronise me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
People just can't see past the rickets, that's the trouble.
I'm sorry, I...
It's a form of abuse.
Yes, 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 I have an errand for you.
Go on.
I'd like you to be my go-between and take this letter to my father, Lord Brimshaw, in Brimshaw Palace, in Dorset.
It'll cost you.
But of course... Here's a shiny shilling for your trouble.
Shiny shilling?
Sorry, that was a bit patronising again, wasn't it?
So you'll pay me a shilling to go to Dorset and back?
Yes.
I'm an urchin, not a cretin.
Yes, but
it'll take me 2 days to go to Dorset minimum. That's 2 days worth on picked pockets. That's a big loss of earnings issue for me.
A shilling seems quite generous.
To go to Dorset? I do have consumption, you know. Listen.
Oh, very, very well. Two guineas.
Done.
All right, that's Mrs. Widdicombe beautified. Not. Now then, Missy, just got to give your hair one last frou-frou.
Harry Hall! I always wanted to say that. Ow! Darn 7 foot door frames.
Oh, my. He's a big one.
He's my brother.
He's my fantasy.
Who is this person?
He's my stylist.
But what I really want to do is direct.
And did he make your hair all purple?
No, just the tips, and it's aubergine.
I like it. It's subtle.
Maybe you'd like to spend a few hours letting me purple up your tips.
What?
Or moosing up your ringlets.
That man's frightening me, Mary.
My brother's just a simple country boy. Please stop using metropolitan innuendo on him.
Look, I'm sorry, but we really ought to be going. And you seem to have been taking ages over my fiancé's hair. I mean, you said one last frou-frou. How long does a frou-frou take?
Twice as long as a frou. Now then, all that's left for me to do is to tease this long hair at the front. You're too long, we don't like you. There, that's it, all done.
So, how much do I owe you?
Well, let's see. Aubergine tips, that's 2, plus frou-frou, that's 5. And, sorry, where did you say you were from again?
America.
That'll be £87, please.
What's that terrible smell? It's not raw sewage, is it?
We don't have any other kind.
Oh, my God, don't you people have plumbing?
No, just windows.
What do you mean?
Well, let's put it this way. Every now and then you'll hear a cry of, "Watch out below!" And the important thing when you do hear it, Samuel...
Watch out below!
...is not to look up. Like you did just then. Also, step to the side, yeah? Now you've got excrement all over your face and everyone knows you're a tourist. Oh, hello, Captain. May we sit at this charming outdoor table with you?
Of course.
Father, your head seems to be covered in a layer of...
Yeah, I know. Well, your hair doesn't look much better.
I told you, Walter, and you said it looked lovely, you liar.
What is this place?
Well, now, it's just an open square, a meeting venue, if you will, where people gather to collect themselves before making their way to St. Martin's in the Fields, with its famous Corinthian portico.
Ooh, a Corinthian portico. I want to see it.
Not now, Joshua. Now we must sip tea and collect ourselves and take stock of the events so far. We are, after all, about to refashion history, so it would be good to give ourselves a clear perspective on where we are in the context of 1775. Who wants to start?
I can begin, Captain. I believe James Watt has this year discovered the steam engine.
Right. Good. Good, Sergeant. has no direct impact on us, but a remarkable achievement all the same. Anyone else? Yes, Joshua, you've got your hand up.
Can we order scones?
I'm not sure they do scones here, but...
I want scones! And I want to see the Corinthian porticos before they lock them up for the night.
Why are you behaving like a baby?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm affected by some as yet unknown condition caused by not enough sugar in your blood.
Maybe you're a fat idiot.
You've got purple hair.
Well, Father, tell him not to talk to me like that.
She started it.
No, you can't be a stranger.
Kids!
You need to find some lodgings.
All right, I've got an idea. Follow me.
Watch out below!
They're not catching me this time. See, I'm not looking up.
Yeah, but you forgot to step to the side, didn't you? Right, anyone got a towel? A big one. Well, here we are in Cockney.
There's no such place as Cockney.
True, it's a state of mind, isn't it? Yeah. But this is where my roots are. Born right here in Cheapside, within earshot of the bells of St. Mary Le Bow Church.
Ooh, can we see it? Can we see it? Do they have scones?
Well, it's a church. I mean, they occasionally do wafers and wine, but...
Oh, you know. I love churches.
Yeah, well, look at that mother of a church then, look.
Whoa, St. Paul's Cathedral, just like in the lithographs.
Holy cow.
Sir Christopher Wren, took him 35 years. He's buried in it.
No wonder, it must have killed him.
Wow, it's marginally bigger than me. I'm going inside. Maybe they'll have something sugary in there.
Oh, no, we've got to go after him.
Why?
Well, because if he starts booming around in that whispering gallery, then that dome is history.
Yeah, you know, these filthy streets bring back fond memories for me of a silt-faced urchin, lightly filching purses, urinating on piles of vermin-infested garbage, then being chased by rabid dogs into alleyways full of throat-slitting and mayhem, and then bed.
That's so wistful.
Well, that's childhood, isn't it? You see it through rose-tinted spectacles.
My feet are killing me. We've been walking for hours, McGurk. I thought you knew a place to stay.
Yeah, I do. I'm just getting my bearings here. It's been a long time. Excuse me while I chat with this local monger.
What kind of monger is he?
Well, he sells everything, night and day. He's a 24-hour supermonger. Excuse me, could I bubble to you for a moment, old China? Do you remember me?
Oh, your cod looks familiar. Your bixie's a bit more crooked. Lost a little barnet off the top of you. I gotcha. You're old McGurk's current.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my old cat. Might have been around the Johnny Ups and Apples.
Yeah, we thought you was brown.
Brown?
Brown bread.
Dead? No, I'm just limb challenged. Still kicking somewhat, but...
Well, you might get your place over by that big dickery next to the jack if you want to hook up your old trouble, but you better barnacle if you don't want your tulips to get turtled by the squid or the carrots. Yeah, if you get me broccoli.
Yeah, I'll say,
anyway, don't let the past get smiling.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
No idea. I think it might have been a recipe for salad. I'm not sure. Maybe some new dialect. Right, well, I think I've got my bearings now.
Yep. Boy, that cock stuff was quaint and impossible to understand. I'd like to learn it.
Well, first you'd need to learn English.
Well, I speak American, which is a form of English.
It's a form of laziness.
Teach me Cockney.
Well, do you have anything you're trying to hide from the police?
No.
Then what do you need it for?
I just want to be quaint.
I can't teach it.
Well, then I won't teach you how to speak New York.
Hey, what are you, nuts? I'm walking here, you scumbag. Look at this knucklehead. How do you like a fat lip? How your mother sucks, you loser.
Damn, you're good.
Here's my old house. At least, I think it is.
Well, then, shall we see if anyone's at home?
Or maybe we should look elsewhere, you know.
You seem nervous.
Well, yeah, I've been away for 15 years, and I didn't write because I don't have that many hands. And, you know, the strife and I were having problems. You know, she prefers the company of women with cropped hair.
Oh, right, yeah. My wife dabbled in that sort of thing.
I know. I always felt that was an uncanny sort of coincidence between us. I tell you what, do you fancy that Cockney lesson now, Sam? Only we could probably squeeze it in.
McGurk, knock on the door.
Mince pies, eyes, ginger beer.
McGurk, knock on the door. You're stalling.
Oh, all right.
Hello? Hold your horses, I'm coming. Mother of Mary and Joseph, it's you!
Mary, now you've grown.
Of course I've grown. Kids do that, especially when you don't see them for nearly 2 decades, you toe rag.
Well, I'm misting up here. Look how you've blossomed into a beautiful woman.
Look like me mum.
Aren't you going to give me a hug?
I can't be mad at you. You're me dad!
Dad? You have a daughter named Mary?
Who's this geezer?
Oh, that's an American friend of mine.
American? I hate all Americans.
As my own daughter Mary hates Brits. This is so eerie.
Can we come in?
You can. Not the wooden.
Wooden?
Plank, yank.
Oh. It's brilliant. I have got to learn this lingo. The ladies back in Baltimore are going to be all over me.
So, yeah, Sam's all right, Mary. You'll grow to like him once you get to know him. Give him a chance. Try to see past the turd on his head.
But you better not try any fleas.
Fleas? And ticks? Tricks?
No, shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
Fleas and bananigans. Shenanigans.
Bananigan? There's no such thing as a bananigan.
It's Irish rhyming slang, isn't it?
You're just making this stuff up to bewilder me.
Would I do that to you?
What's the ruckus down there?
Good God, the house is collapsing.
Oh, that's just my brother. He's monstrously huge, but he wouldn't hurt you.
Father! It's you! It's
yeah,
you!
Yeah, don't pick me up and hug me.
You're home! You're home! What did you bring me? Oh. I wrestled a bear. I can hold my breath for 8 hours. I'm getting a dog. Can I have a scone? Oh, let's see.
Put me down, Joshua!
Another Joshua? This is an amazing coincidence.
Father, can I juggle you in this new person?
No, Joshua, just settle down, please. You can juggle us later.
Oh, isn't this great, Mary? Pa's finally come home to his teapots.
Ah, teapot lids, kids.
No, I've come home to my collection of antique teapots. He just said that teapot couldn't have been any clearer. What's the matter with you? Listen, kids, your ma wouldn't be on the premises, would she?
No, she's living in Notting Hill, which is almost exclusively sapphic, right in the heart of the choreographer district.
Right, and your sister?
Cora's married, lives in the country.
And you have a daughter named Cora as well?
Married a pretentious windbag, pompous, unctuous git.
Could his name by any chance be Ezekiel?
No, it's Larry.
Oh. Thank God this was beginning to freak me out. It was like a doppelganger family.
No, they're Germans. They're next door.
Hey, Mary, Joshua, would you like to meet an American Mary and Joshua, as well as a prat of a British captain who's returned to England to try to talk King George out of declaring war on the colonies?
Can I juggle them?
Yeah, I think we could arrange that, yeah.
Oh, boy!
Well, this is nice, isn't it, Roy? You catching up with one of your families after all these years?
Yeah, it is nice, sir. I was a bit trembly, you know, because I wasn't sure if people would have forgotten me after so long a time.
Oh, we haven't forgotten you, Roy.
Oh, hello there, Tom. How are you these days?
Poor. Somebody stole everything I owned 15 years ago.
Really? Yeah. What some people won't do, eh?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Frank, me old mucker, how are you? How's the wife?
Dunno. Somebody sold her to white slave traders.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
And somehow bad stuff never happens to the people who deserve it, does it?
Sylvia, this is like old times. Are you still in the old place?
Not since some ratbag posed as my husband and sold it out from under me.
Oh, no, really? But where are my manners? Hey, Sam, these are my neighbours from the old days. Quite a lot of them.
Yeah, the line stretches just about as far as the eye can see.
Oh, boy. Is it a parade?
Yeah, sort of. It's a parade of people all carrying large chunks of wood with a nail in the end.
Mary, Sam and I are going to run out through the back door.
We don't have a back door.
No, but you're about to.
Boy, cathedrals are fun. Listen to this echo. Knickers.
Joshua, stop that. It's not very nice, and I don't think the bishop likes it.
Yes, he's glaring, rather.
I think he likes communions to be a bit more formal.
Look at all those midgets with no legs below the knees.
They're praying.
Oh, can we pray? I pray for scones.
No, you can't. Yes, that's a good idea, Joshua. Close your eyes and pray in silence for scones for 10 minutes. That's a good boy.
Oh, well, what do you know? It's our little street urchin. Dorset and back in a day. Oh, not bad for a boy at death's door.
Yeah, well, you know how it is, Governor. When you've only got a little time left, you make every second count. Besides, I got lucky with the traffic. So, here you go, Governor, cop that.
Is this the answer from my father?
No, that's my invoice.
Invoice?
Yeah, it includes waiting time.
But I already paid you.
Oh, yeah, but I incurred additional costs, didn't I? You know, handling fees, road tax, lung depreciation.
Right, all right. I'll pay whatever it costs. Just give me my father's message.
Oh, Walter, I'm nervous.
Don't be, Mary. This will be a letter of loving reconciliation. Listen to this. Dear son, many thanks for your letter. How dare you write to me? You made your choice when you hooked up with that American doxy. As far as I'm concerned, you are dead. Signed, Lord Brimshaw. And then he's done a little happy face. I fear that may be sarcasm.
Oh, no, I drew that to try and cushion the blow for you. Not that I read it, mind, because I can't read, because I'm just a little ragamuffin with weeks to live.
Oh, stop it. Well, nil desperandum. We shall just have to go and see the king and change the course of history without my father's help.
Oh, Walter, I love you when you're all brave and heroic and stiffy upper lippy. And whenever a man says nil desperandum, I just go all girly. Kiss me, Walter.
But we're in St. Paul's Cathedral, and the bishop is looking at us.
I know. Isn't that just the horniest thing?
I've been praying for minutes now, and I haven't seen one single scone. There is no God.
Father! McGurk, where have you two been?
Well, tell me, miss, does the expression hue and cry mean anything to you?
There's a huge mob at our heels who seem to have a lot of unresolved emotional issues with Roy here.
Ah, yeah, but they won't follow us in here because this is holy ground. And the bishop over there is bound to give a sanctuary.
Well, 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 if it isn't Roy McGurk.
Or possibly not.
Revolting People featured Jay Tarsis as Samuel, Andy Hamilton as Sergeant McGurk, Julia Hills as Mary, Tony Morsley as Joshua, and James Fleet as Captain Brimshaw, with Michael Fenton Stevens, Rebecca Front, and Philip Pope. Revolting People was written by Jay Tarsis and Andy Hamilton, and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.